Time now to head over to the UK and speak to our old mate Lee Mottershead from the Racing Post. It's been a difficult week for UK racing over there because they have an outbreak of EI. Racing's been shut down for the last 6 days. As we speak, there's an important meeting which is ongoing as to whether racing resumes. Lee, great to have a chat to you. What's your gut feel? What's going to happen?
My gut feeling is that we'll get racing resumed on Wednesday. I think we'll certainly get jump racing resumed on Wednesday. That's my hunch. Not so sure about flat racing. The difference being, in terms of jump racing, we're right on the cusp of the Cheltenham Festival, which is by far the biggest jumps meeting in the world. It's a huge, huge thing. It dominates the jump season. And jumps trends are very nervous. The horses that want to have their final run before the festival aren't able to run to him. It's a big day of trials last Saturday at Newbury. More to come at Ascot this weekend. In terms of flat racing, I think perhaps, and I could probably prove wrong, but I wouldn't be surprised if they stall on flat racing, just because this time last night we had four positive tests reported in the yard of Simon Crisford, who's based in Newmarket. Now, the problem with Newmarket is it's not just that it's a home of flat racing, but in many ways it's a home of thoroughbred breeding in Britain. February the 14th, Valentine's Day, is when the breeding season starts over here, and equine influenza is particularly dangerous to mares and foals who are vulnerable to it. So I just wonder if they might say, given that the flat season over here is basically the minute all-weather racing, low-grade all-weather racing, there's nothing good that we're missing. I wonder if they'll just hold fire on flat racing but allow jump racing to start. That is, of course, if in the last few hours, the Animal Health Trust in Newmarket, which has been testing thousands of swabs that have been sent down from yards across the country, that's assuming they haven't found more positives. So far, only 10 positives, 6 in one yard, 4 in another, not a lot. If it stays at that, I'm hopeful we'll get a resumption of racing.
Gee, it would have been crippling for the industry. I know a lot of big names, especially in the jumps world over there, have been critical. Henrietta Knight saying that it shouldn't have been shut down. Nicky Henderson saying if we don't race on Wednesday, we may have to cancel the Cheltenham Festival. What's the general feeling from those involved in racing over there?
I think it's a mixed feeling, Michael. I think initially, for most people, there was general support for the BHA's position. I've written a piece for the Racing Post on the website now, which traces the 24 hours after the outbreak was revealed to the BHA. And I think what that shows you is that it was a very difficult period whereby they had lots of information coming in and they had to take a decision at short notice. Can we allow horse racing to continue when we might have potentially a flu epidemic upon us? Now, so far, it's not turned into an epidemic. So I think while some trainers have been critical and make the point that we're not talking about strangles or herpes or foot and mouth with equine flu, where horses are vaccinated, as thoroughbreds here are, it shouldn't be that much of a danger to their life, certainly. But what the problem with flu is it's massively contagious. David Sykes, who's the chief vet over here, Australian vet who works at the BHA, he described it to me as like a bushfire flu when it gets going. So I think that was the BHA's concern. I think what some trainers feel now is if we've only had positive tests in 2 yards, is it really worth stopping racing taking place from Wednesday onwards? It's a desperately difficult decision. As we speak now, there's a panel of vets sat in office in High Holborn in the west end of London trying to decide what's the best course of action. And it's really a balance between ultra prudence and taking a slight risk. And I think they'll come down on the side of a slight risk and let racing start. But either way, if you're the BHA, it's almost a no-win scenario.
Well, it's going to be fascinating. We might get an update from you tomorrow. That announcement due to be made in the next hour and a half, whether racing will resume. Matty Stewart, our racing editor, will follow that up on the RSN website. As always, Lee, thanks for the update.
It's always a pleasure.